It's Manson Mitchell on the Weekend with Gary Manson, Suzanne Mitchell. A double shot of good conversation with great guests to power up your day. Manson Mitchell, you're on the air.
Good morning, everybody. It's Mary Beckman for Gary and Suzanne today. I am their guest host, and I'm interviewing me, myself, and I, or me, my highest self, and my I am. I don't know why that makes me laugh, but that is going to be me today. Thank God I have a little bit of extra help out there in Radio Land. Say hi.
Hey there. Good morning, Mary. It's been a long time since we've heard from you on the Manson Mitchell Show. I take it everything's going well after you moved to Pittsburgh.
Well, not Pittsburgh.
No, not Pittsburgh. Pennsylvania. I always, that's the only place I really know in Pennsylvania. So sometimes it just slips out of my mouth as the state and my geography. For those longtime listeners to the show, no, is not very good.
I have the same. We must have been sick that week because I don't have very good geography. Not even world geography, sadly. But no, we are in central Pennsylvania in Lancaster. And it rains a lot in the spring and in the summer. So right now it's raining and I'm watching bird TV out of my window because we live with a lot of big trees and a lot of birds.
Oh, gotta love those East Midwest type birds out there. Very beautiful.
I love them. I can just sit here and see cardinals and redheaded woodpeckers and I can see buzzards. I love buzzards. I can't help it. They roost a street over. So I see them coming in at about 4 o'clock every day. And there's critters for sure. Cause I was talking to my neighbor and she said she saw a groundhog, a fox and something else.
Oh,
but you never know. For me, it could be Bigfoot. So I my eyes are open.
I'm just wondering if that shadow was seen when I saw the groundhog.
We went to a celebration we're actually in a little tiny town, but our address is Lancaster. Mm-hmm. So we went to the little tiny town celebration and they held up the groundhog. It was a stuffed groundhog. I was so bummed. So Punxsutawney?
Uh-huh.
That's like 3 hours away. So we didn't go see Phil, mm-hmm. but our groundhog said it was going to continue to be yucky and our groundhog was right.
Oh, so maybe it needs to be whatever the town you're in Pennsylvania, Phil.
Well, yeah, and it was a stuffed groundhog, and I think people have probably said you can get stuffed, Mr. Groundhog, because we did have a bunch of snow, like I think three times since then. I think they were going to barbecue Punxsutawney Phil a couple times because it did look like spring. It's almost up to 71, so.
No, but we definitely got that here in Seattle. We just had like 70-degree weather this past week, and of course I was gone for it in Kentucky, so I missed out on all that fun, but back to the old gray, rainy, and just a typical, stereotypical Seattle.
Well, that's okay. You know, and I do miss my friends and my family back home, but I haven't missed the area yet. And I'm sure that day will come and I'll go visit. But at this point, I'm just looking all around for the cool places to hike to and, just getting myself used to the awesome stuff to eat.
Well, that's great that there's a lot of hills out there. So pretty similar to this area. So no wonder you haven't really missed it too much.
Well, there's not a lot of big giant mountains where I am at. This is rolling jungle hill.
Yeah, foothills.
Yep. But I really like it. And I don't know. I just really appreciate being back on the air once in a while. I do miss doing it. I do a lot of podcasting and I go on my friend's shows. But it's a fun time when I can come and see these guys. I consider them my radio mom and dad.
Well, we're glad to have you here and hosting the show for us today.
Well, thank you. So folks, what I'm going to do to begin is I just want to welcome you and let you know that it's all healing today and answering questions. So when they asked me to come on as guest host, I thought about having somebody with me because I've done it a few times. But this time, I think I just want to do a whole hour of healing and questions because I think people need it right now. We need some balance because some crazy energies happen out there. And we want to just learn how to roll with that. Because for me, I tend to think of all that stuff as very, very positive. It's a nice clean out, literally. And of course, right now, we've been having X flares in the last couple of days. That's the biggest sun flare you can have. We had a couple of them. And so you might be feeling some oddness right about now. So I'm going to talk about that in a second, but let me just let you know why I'm here and what I'm doing. So I'm going to be explaining my work, which is called The Art of Your Energy. And it's a system, it's a modality, I guess you want to call it. And I'll be demonstrating healing on a composite body. Now, the reason why I do that is I take everybody who is on with me listening and everybody who's going to be listening, you know, in the next few days. And because there's really not time, I can see with the help of the Art of Your Energy guides and guardians, I can see what's going on. And so I clear that composite body. It works great. We work on the earth itself. We work on buildings. That Art of Your Energy system does a lot. There's also things I call skills that go along with it. And if I happen to do a skill, I'll just announce that's what I'm doing. It's a little bit more to explain, but I'll do that. Does it sound confusing? It does. Is it? No, it's really not. It's very rhythmic. And as soon as you get into it, you'll see what I'm doing. And so I would just ask you not to think too much and just let the journey take you. And it actually will feel quite good. So what I was mentioning was the energy that's going on. And tomorrow will be the full moon. It's the worm moon. And then there is a penumbral, which is not as a powerful eclipse as we'll see when it's solar. This is just a little bit less energy. And I am not an astrologer. Let's just underline that. I'm just telling you what I know from listening. And I listen pretty hard. It's probably my best skill because people will tell you what they need if you just listen. So I try to do that actively. So tomorrow, well, it's kind of sort of Monday because it's going to be 3 a.m. Pacific is when that lunar eclipse is going to happen. So I welcome eclipses. And if you're watching social media, you'll see that some people think all kinds of crazy stuff's going to happen. But I feel it's a great thing because I remember back to the last really big full-on solar, which was in 2017. I remember it clearly, sitting in my living room in Tacoma, and it got dark as heck. And I remember that incredible feeling as it rolled through. So what we want to do is just be ultra positive and think of it as a nice clean out and nothing other than that. So there's all kinds of glasses you could wear. I will be sitting in front of my window just like I am right now, watching the birds. And when that thing rolls through, there probably won't be very many birds. It's a time of peace, is what I think it is. So total solar eclipse, April 8th. So what is that? Week and a half later? I don't know. I lost a whole day. So don't ask me what day this is or what time it is. I lost the whole day on Friday. Woke up this morning, thought it was Sunday. But by God, sorry, everybody, here I am. By creator, here I am in my seat. And I'm going to be with you today. And thanks so much for coming. So holy cow, what does all that stuff mean? It means that we just want to be cool and we want to use the energy to clear. So you might have today, because of all that stuff coming through, a buzzing feeling here on the mothership, otherwise known as your body. You might have some intestinal surprises. You might have pressure on your head. You might have a headache. I used to get those with the big flares. I don't get them anymore. I humbly put forth that you get a little bit used to this stuff. You really do. However, what has not changed is I still get tired and fall over and have a little nap when the big stuff comes rolling in. You might have emotions coming up. You might have itching. So there's one that sometimes people don't put together is that when the sun flares come up and all those CMA coronal mass ejections or the geometric storms, you might get itchy. So usually what I say is don't have a cow man and just take good care of yourself. Lots of water, take a nappy. The body's going to tell you what to do. So let's talk about those emotions because I want to get to the journey. So when those beautiful emotions come up, take a good look at every last one of them, all of what you feel, sit with it, don't shy away, and then use any modality to clear that out. Now I'm going to number go outside, hug a tree as a modality. What that means is you're grounding. You're grounding when you do that. And you're often able, because of feeling, those big emotions during these times to easily release it. You want to release what's easily up there and ready to go. So I've noticed the need for more grounding. If you guys have listened to me for the last 200 years, I've been talking about grounding. We're going to have a few easy ways today. A lot of my work's different, changed in December when that big energy came through. So I wanted to only do my own Art of Your Energy work. And so I just do. I don't do anything else. I'm now a channel through source only, through my highest self, through my future self. So guides may come through today. They'll be yours and maybe perhaps two of mine because I can see them in front of me. So I have all the clairs and I use them all every day. And I'm grateful for that. So if you've got some clairs, which everybody does, it's a God-given part of you, you want to welcome them in. Don't be afraid. And let's stress that. Don't go into fear. This is a time of great change. And you can name it whatever you want. So what I'm going to name it is positive. Okay? So we're going to work, we're going to work with anger, frustration, self-worth, and grief. Now, if you feel yourself in there, if those are the things come up, that is what was channeled in today for today's project, which will be the journey. Now, why do I call it the journey? Because I'm a shaman and I work with these journeys about once or twice a week. Every week online, I do classes and we do the classes and timing. What timing means is that you're ready to release this stuff. You're not holding on to it as hard, and you can let the energy come through and release it on out. So we'll work with the heart as well, and the soul star chakra, which is right above your head. It's your connection to your higher self. So your connections have all grown in the last, I'd say year. Of course, everybody's empathy came on in 2020 across the world. Doesn't mean people are using it, but it came on a little bit more. And then in 2023, many, 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 many hearts opened across the earth due to the blue light coming in. So there's a lot of accounts of that. You can check out Nancy Rebecca's work. You can look at Hopi Prophecy. You can look online about blue light. It's everywhere and it is here. And that is what's helping us have a little further sight, see things better. Mostly about us, but it could be world over. So without a doubt, things have moved on and an awful lot of stuff has gotten much, much better. So this Art of Your Energy came to me pretty much all at once in 2019. I channeled the information in, I held it within myself, and I wrote a book about it. So my next book is due out pretty quick here. It's almost done. I can smell it's almost done. I'm so excited in the editing process, and it'll be out probably by summer. And that's called Art of Your Energy 2, the God Sphere. It's GODSPHERE, God Sphere, which is a code. And also, it's a little bit more than that. So pretty excited about that. If you want to look up the book online, you can on Amazon or my publishing company, Docey Blant, DOCEBLANT. So this is the second book. It's really my fifth. I've written five books now, and I'm pretty excited about even the next one in line after that. So the reason why I bring that up today is this modality and the skills and also this thing called actions, they are in three columns. So you'll hear me go, is it in column one, which is book one, two, or three? So that's how that goes. Sounds confusing, so easy once I get started. So the code's clear, body, mind, spirit, and emotions in the human and animals, as I said, in buildings, in the land. I've used them all over the place, and they seem to work pretty much wherever. Now, the 3 days it takes to completely cycle through your vessel is important because that's when you drink extra water. You don't overthink about the process that you went through today. And you just name that, wow, that was a lot of fun. Boy, she's a weirdo. And I had a great time with Art of Your Energy. That's all you have to think about. And you will feel better if your thing was ready to release out of you. So Let's see, what else do I want to say? So definitely for the resulting body clearing, you want to make sure you're topped up on that water. I can't say it enough, really. So I'll start with grounding, explain that well. We're going to explain the overlays briefly. And during that coding process, I will tell you what code I'm sending to you. It sounds like that's just the way it comes out. It's just a little, that's all. All right. So I teach classes, as I said, once or twice per week. And so come if you want. You can find me on Facebook under my name, Mari Beckman, Beckman. I use it as the Yellow Pages. Facebook for me is the Yellow Pages and for dog pictures. So please come on and see me. I'd welcome you. So I'm going to give the numbers for the station so that you can call in. You can call in and ask questions, and it could be healing questions. It could be any kind of questions that you want. It's no problem either way. We'll either talk to your guides or we'll talk to your highest self, probably both. And those numbers are locally 425-373-5527 or 1-800-298-5569. We're going to get in right
now. And that's
1-888. Oh, it's 1-888.
Yep. A little bit more than 800.
Okay, it's 88 more than 800. That's a good number. Infinity. Thanks. That's why I have my compadre here.
Okay. And of course, you're welcome to give us a call now while we're live on the air here.
Yeah, you absolutely can. And so it is, let's see, what, 19, almost 20 after the hour, and we're going to stop for commercial. Maybe, could we do 5 minutes past half hour?
Yeah, whenever is most convenient for you.
Okay, let's do that. Let's go ahead and go on into the journey then, if everybody wants to, and then we'll answer questions after that, because I cannot see that happening for longer than 15 minutes. All right, so everybody close your eyes. Take your hands and feet apart. The only reason we do that, it's for energy flow. Keep your eyes closed through the whole thing. And of course, if you happen to open your eyes, no problem. Just get right back into it. But it's easier for you to focus with your eyes closed. Okay, so together, we call in Creator. We call in our highest self and future self. We think about walking barefoot through the snow. Doesn't sound pleasant, does it? But don't think about cold. It's just simply purification. And now see that snow give way to selenite. That's a white crystal. Never needs to be cleared. If you look through the selenite, you can see the golden shapes underneath. Those are the crystals, the land crystals. So just see that shine up at you. You just want to keep walking until you walk onto the golden platform. Now, these platforms are multidimensional. So this is a brand new one for me in the next few days, or the last few days, rather. And it is 12th dimensional platform. You guys are going high. So stand on that nice, soft gold and sense the emanation of the light up past your feet and up past your legs and up your body. Just see it rise. So you're rising in energy, but you're grounding at the same time, because under you is the blue sifted dirt. Just imagine that your feet, your grounding cords, all of you are sensing that blue earth underneath. If you want to, you can drop grounding cords through into the earth, into the middle, or you can just sense all that blue power right there, right under your golden pathway there. And just stand on that golden platform and breathe. Breathe in easy, in and out, no problem. Just keep on breathing. You may feel as if you're rising up, because this column rises and grounds you at the same time. So I call in the golden columns of light, the violet flame, the stargate, and the blue light column. Now that runs this energy. That's my north, south, east, and west. That holds a space, literally. Go ahead and say out loud or to yourself, I call myself back, body, mind, spirit, and emotion. You'd be surprised if you call yourself back a few times a day, how much better you'll feel. Now go ahead and say, I call myself into polarity, because now you can sense the eights under your feet, the infinity sign or polarity sign. Now, what I can see around everybody is that blue light column also. So just sense that column is within the golden and breathe in the blue. Breathe in the blue and rise up if you can. Relax. Relax. Now, I'm going to douse to see where the energy is, and it's just kind of a slow overthinking. That just means you got a lot in your mind. So Spirit told me this morning, hold them in love and clear them easily. And that's what we're going to do. So we always start out with the activations. These are the feminine that balance the masculine codes. Now, do they need number one? Yeah, sure. We're going to do that abundance. Everybody needs abundance in all ways. So your first activation overlay begins in that blue light. So there you are. Now we're going to add codes. Remember, it sounds like a little number 34, abundance, number 35, the power path, number 36, masculine feminine balance, number 37, heart mind, number 38, prosperity. Now these are code combinations. Number 9, source of fear, release. Number 11, release the past in this moment. Number 12, freedom, I am. Now, here comes the actual overlay. You'll hear me preparing my energy, and you may feel this overlay that comes over. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. Well done. Now, sensing the energy of the aggregate, you are now a fast 7. So the thing about that darn activation overlay, that one works like crazy, and it'll just jump you right up there. It'll clear that fear. So do they need number 2, number 3, number 4, number 5, number 6, number 7, number 8? You need number 8 overlay. This is called release the down. So what that is about is that is releasing the emotions that are going on in the aggregate, all of you together. Would it be A, B, C? Would it be 1, 2, 3? Clearing left behind what has moved on without you. Clearing left behind in the north, south, east, west, 0-point field. Clearing now all timelines, all lifetimes. So it is. Okay, done. Now, if that felt good to you, I'd like you to imagine you have 2 IKEA bags in your hands as you just kind of lie there in the blue. Let them down. In fact, drop them. Drop them right down to the golden and let the golden absorb, and it's going to go right down your grounding cord. Just let it go. Now that helped you. You got a lot faster and a lot, the spin is quicker, quicker and bigger. So whoever or whatever you're holding on to, it's best right now in this now to go ahead and let go of it. Let go of it. Because if it's a person or a group and you're meant to be there, once you heal, you have the possibility of coming back. It just happens. It's happened this year, happened late last year, that we are now able to do that. The more you work on yourself, the better off all situations will be. Do they need another overlay 8? No, you don't. Okay, so grief was a big one for everybody. Now, do I do number 7? I always go back because that's a big one too. Number 9, number 10, number 11, number 12. You guys are great. You've busted through all of those. At this point now, do we do the next page? The next one is called conscious and subconscious emotional adjustment. You're going to do one of these. There's a possibility of 10. Now, do they need number 1, number 2, number 3, number 4? Okay, as I read this, you'll unlock. You just will. There's a subset of you that will unlock by hearing the last word out of the 3 words. If you don't, there's a code. And if you're in timing, you're going to let go of this. So here we go. Shock, sadness, rise, number 50, God sphere. Again, you got a big bump up on that. Well done. Do they need another one? No, you don't. Okay. Are they ready for that one or codes? You're already up to codes. So what we did here this morning was a very small bite. When I work on people personally one-on-one, it's a little different because we talk between this because we want to scalpel it out to make sure you are truly released. And at the end of this little journey, we're going to do that for sure too, but we won't do it after each action like I tend to do in one-on-one. All right. Do they need codes 1, 2, 3? Do they need the last 100? Do they need 69 to 75, 75 to 80, 80 to 85, 85 to 90, 85, 86, 87, 88, 89, 90? That one is called the road to progress. Now, what that code is all about is where are you on the road and what does it mean? So the road is your walk of life. You walk around the road, hopefully right in the middle, and you're not getting pulled to either side by anything that might be going on around you because none of that's your business. Your walk, your road, your stuff, what's directly in front of you is your only business. And as you walk along, you pick up lessons. So I'm going to send that code out one more time because now you know what it's about. You might take it in a little further. Number 90. All right, very well. We got a couple more minutes left. Is it 1? Is it 2? Is it 3? Is it 69 to 75? I already know it's 75 malware. Malware is a funny little name. My friend gave this code, and that just means you're thinking funny. And when you think funny, you might have a reaction called a trigger. You also might be thinking because everybody in your group thinks that way. You might have come up that way thinking about something or somebody, but it's really not how you feel and you haven't let it go yet. So that is totally in timing for this year because lights are coming on in brains all over the world. Oh my gosh, I can't believe I believe that. I think I'll let it go. It costs less. It gives us less baggage or weight. You'll feel light as a feather when you release that. Number 75, malware release. All right, you've got one more. Here we go. Is it 1? Is it 2? Is it 3? 69 to 75, 75 to 80, 80 to 85, 85 to 90, 90 to 95, 95 to 100, 101, 102, 103, 104, 105. 105 is release, return, and timing. Release return means you're going to release it, or the other possibility is you will get what you need. This is a true release return, which is also the way I describe the columns without saying that. So your energy as a group is pretty darn open right now. I would advise you to let down another bag full of stuff that you don't need. So take those ropes off your neck, lay the bag down you're holding, just like the guy at the kingdom a long time ago that sold the peanuts. Take that box off your neck, lay it down. Well done. Say the words, I call myself back, body, mind, spirit, and emotions, and go ahead and open your eyes. Everybody open your eyes, take a nice drink of water. We're going to go into the commercial now and come on back. Come on back and see us in just a couple minutes.
Hi, everybody. This is Anson Williams from Happy Days, and I'm so excited to tell you about American Road. It is the best car travel magazine in the world. They have the most fantastic adventures detailed in each magazine with all your itinerary. We could just jump in the car with your family and have the most fabulous adventures you've ever had in your life. Please get a copy of American Road and start your own adventure.
If you are ready to add certified hypnotherapist and certified past life regressionist to your credentials, Mary Lee LeBay is offering a 120-hour certification course online starting April 16. Invest 2 hours every Tuesday from 10 a.m. to noon for 10 weeks for your personal and professional growth. Receive a one-hour private hypnotherapy or past life session with Mary Lee and a copy of her latest book, Mastering Hypnotherapy, Transformational Strategies for Healers and Coaches. Manson Mitchell listeners save 20% by registering with coupon code RADIO20 for savings totaling over $1,000. This offer ends on March 16 for the general public and is extended to March 23 for listeners of this show. Go to MaryLeeLeBay.com and register today.
Staying connected with Gary Mance and Suzanne Mitchell is easy. Just go to manceandmitchell.com for the latest info on topics and guests. friend Gary Mance and Suzanne Mitchell on their Facebook pages and like the Mance and Mitchell Show page at facebook.com/Mance and Mitchell. If you're on Twitter, share a follow with Gary and Suzanne at Mance Mitchell. Join Gary and Suzanne Friday and Saturday mornings at 10 a.m. for an unusual show that covers everything from personal growth to the paranormal.
Here's an amazing act. Here's a tremendous act. Here's a startling act. The amazing, the thrilling, the greatest, spectacular, incredible, exciting, wonderful, world fame, most unusual novelty act.
The home of the A-Team of Alternative Talk is manceandmitchell.com. Heard right here on Alternative Talk 1150 AM or streaming live from your computer anywhere.
Terry Loving wants to help you with your online marketing challenges right now. She has several courses she is giving away to help you get your business working for you online. Yes, giving away. WordPress websites are her specialty, yet her technical skills go way beyond that. Check out her blog at terryloving.com or email her directly at terry@terryloving.com. That's terry@terryloving.com.
On Friday, Mance and Mitchell welcome astrologer Christopher Renstrom as we look to planetary alignments and discuss horoscope information useful today.
On Saturday, Vincent Jenna is featured in an encore presentation of a powerful interview from the first week of this year. Definitely worth hearing again.
Bringing you mastery and mystery since 2007.
We are Mance and Mitchell, Friday and Saturday mornings at 10 on Alternative Talk, AM 1150.
Multicultural, multidimensional even. Alternative Talk 1150.
Hey, you came back. Thanks so much. This is Mary Beckman today, sitting in for Gary and Suzanne. And I thank you for coming back. Listening to my radio song makes me wish I was in the studio like before. I remember the days where my husband was in the little control room and he'd take the calls. He had a lot of fun doing that. Those were the days. I could look out the window there on Eastgate. So we have a caller that I'm going to take their call, Cynthia from Everett.
Welcome to the show.
Thank you. Hello. Can you hear me?
I can hear you. Yes. Thanks for staying. Thanks for hanging in.
No problem. I guess the universe spoke. I just turned you on and you were doing some of the code work. I didn't even know you were going to be on the show. So I guess it spoke very well to me. So I do have a question.
Okay.
So do my higher spirits or guides have a code that can help me when I feel like I made all the wrong decisions and that I am off track and I do not have enough time and to ever be happy and fulfill my mission? Is there a code that I can anchor to a bit?
Let's take a look at you. So did you do the journey with me?
Yeah. I turned it on
awesome.
Right when, yeah, the universe.
Okay.
I turned it on right when you're doing it. Yeah.
Okay. So you right now are in a medium seven and we're going to bring you up as high as we can, if that's okay with you.
Yes, that's okay.
Oh, yep. Okay. So the reason why I'm asking that is because whenever I see a spin like this, I know you're holding on to something. So would you be an Aries perhaps?
Yes. Yeah. I'm an Aries with a moon in Scorpio and a rising in Cancer. I'm water, fire.
Oh, wow. Okay. All right. Well, we're going to put you on the boil here for a second.
Okay. That's okay. So, I'm feeling it. I've been feeling it.
Okay. So number one, I'm going to do exactly what your higher self tells me to do with your guidance, which I can see an angel. And I'm going to ask, are you? So that's Archangel Chamuel that's going to be with you. So you might be starting to feel that energy. Archangel Chamuel. The color is pinky, rosy pinky. So thank you, Holy One, for coming on in. Now, you have a rope around your waist, so something's leading you. I can tell one of the things that's leading you is this, that you're thinking about stuff that you could let go. So let's let today be the day, okay?
Okay.
So untie the rope that's around your middle and let it fall.
Okay.
On your back, you have your story written. There's no time for your story anymore. It's done. Just like you have a bib on that weighs about 40 pounds, untie, it's a backwards bib, untie it around your neck and let that puppy fall. You're done. So these ideas that I don't have this, what if I did? What if I did this? All of that has to just be let go of, if that's okay with you.
Yeah.
And allow the holy ones to help you. So now you have Holy Mother Mary. All right. So now your energy's already gone up by just letting those two things go. And then they're pointing to my page here. So is it these holy ones? Is it one? Is it two? Is it three? So receive these codes, 69 to 75, 75 to 80, 80 to 85, 85 to 90, 90 to 95, 95 to 100, 101, 102, 103. Okay, so this is called the Tower of Bones, number 103. That's called letting go of karma. Now, in my humble, we're not making karma right now. We're done with that concept and so many other concepts that we're not going to go into today. What we're doing is we're doing act right, for goodness sakes, and just do no harm. So if you're in that, what's the last thing to know? It's called your body. Your body still carries karma. Does that make sense?
Yes.
Okay. So you right now are getting lighter. Can you confirm that?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay. Do you suffer from depression or have you in the past?
Yeah.
Okay, because what I can see is I see a black hole in front of you and you're eyeballing it. So what we're going to do is we're going to release that with the code called depression release, anxiety release. Okay, and then so you were in those emotions that came up right now, which was self-worth, the self-love stuff that we want to get back, because that's what we're growing right now, is that the ultimate person to fall in love with is us. Because guess who knows that? It's your soul. Your soul thinks you're all that in a bag of chips. Okay. So you want to keep remember, I'll call myself back. I call myself back, body, mind, spirit, and emotions. Because when we have a cow and we haven't yet gotten it back in the barn, okay, mm-hmm. a little bit of you goes out the door and then you feel all funny. So you want to remember those words if that sounds good to you. Okay. So you got one more thing. Is that actually a code? Yep. Is it one? Is it two? Is it three? 69 to 75, 75 to 80, 80 to 85. Okay, 80, 81. Okay, this is broken heart release. So let's work on your heart for just a second. So begin to breathe in the pink light. So I can't help but wonder, you know, to myself, or I would have years ago, like 20 years ago when I was just a baby psychic medium, mm-hmm. I would think to myself, I see pink light. I wonder. Okay, so when your two guides come in, we know we're going to do heart work. We just know. So breathe in that beautiful pink light, and you're going to eventually see, sense, imagine a big old orb of light around you, big as a room. So imagine or see some stairs in front of you, and you want to walk up the stairs, and on top of those stairs is just going to be a big platform. So go to that platform. If you're a rock person, it's called rhodonite. It's black and pink, just like marble. So stand on that platform now and just keep breathing in that pink light. You've got one code from this place. So you got bumped up through your heart. Okay, there's a little bit more work to do. So do I do that code first, everybody? Yep. Okay, is it one? Is it two? Is it three? 69 to 75, 75 to 80, 80 to 85, 85 to 90, 90 to 95. 95 to 100, 95, 96, 97, 98, life itself. Remember who you are. Remember who you are. You came in as an Aries to learn. Aries is I'm number one and all the good stuff. It's also all the stuff of I will burn your barn down. Okay.
The moon and Scorpio.
Yeah, yes. Okay. So what we want to do now is release some stuff I can see in there. So you're going to hear me release. Okay. So I release you with this stuff that's on your heart that needs to go. So this is not you I'm releasing back to source. I'm releasing the stuff that needs to go. Okay. So I release the stuff back to source, lifted and lightened, forgiven and loved. Up you go, out the door. Thank you. Okay. So what's behind it? Okay, that right there, I'm just going to bring in some beautiful light blue water. And so now sense the presence of Master Jesus. Are you okay with Master Jesus?
Yes.
Okay. He is over to your left. Just sense that. It's me over to your right because you got to have a human in the mix because you are one, allegedly. Okay. So get that blue light in there. Let it wash. and then I'm going to take this out. So really sense what is going on around your heart right now. Okay. I'm going to tap on that and I'm going to release something. So go ahead and say, I'm going to let that go.
I'm going to let that go.
All right. And feel that release. And it comes down, it gets dissolved and it comes down in grace. So your number one word is grace, grace for yourself. Having grace for yourself, then you're not going to have all those things you said, which is a program. Does that make sense?
Yes.
You were firmly in your program when you called me. Okay, so we're going to wash, wash, wash with that blue light. Wash, 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 wash. We're going to bring it back together so it looks like a nice, beautiful flat rose. And now it looks like a nice chakra. And let the chakra go vroom, because now it's going to align with everybody else in there. Thank you, Holy Ones. Now, is there some information for her? Okay, they want to talk about the road of life for a second, because I see it before you. If you can imagine that road of life is full of opportunities, lessons, and not think of it as diversions, pitfalls, and uh-oh. Because once you get in the habit of doing that, you are going to be a different person. So things can happen over and over again. And if you trust yourself and you believe, those were last year's words, trust, believe, yada, yada, there was four of them. This year, it's work together, and I can't remember the other one. It's because I'm really thinking about you right now. It's not on the top of my head. So you have to do what you should have done last year, which is called trust and believe. But don't worry about that. Please do not hold on to that. Just say, doggone it, I got to 2024, and I am slick and juicy and clear. Can you do that?
Yes.
Okay. Thanks. So Holy Ones, is there anything else? Okay, I'm going to do a little healing on you real quick. You're going to feel me come towards you. Let me know when you can feel me.
Yeah, I feel you.
Okay, this is called the Shekinah Glory. This is healing as Master Jesus did it. Okay, you got white birds. You have the cardinal. So you're getting a quick message from the other side. I'll let go of you and take the message. Okay, so I see you, ma'am. Are you ancestor? Did you know your grandmother, Cynthia?
I knew both of them, but one died when I was like 8.
Okay, it's not that one. It's not that one, because she's shaking her head. It's the other grandma.
Okay,
so don't get caught up with...
I just got the tingles. It must be my grandmother, Gramps, on my mother's mother.
Okay, so are you mom's mom? Yes, I got that. Okay. All right. So now what do I need to know? It's a female line thing for you, if that's okay. Are you willing to clear? Hold on a minute. Am I clearing female line? Okay. Are you willing to do that, Cynthia?
Yeah.
Okay. So that means your mom, your grandma, and everybody behind her. So bring in your entire female line now. Just imagine you see those beautiful faces. And a whole bunch of people you can't quite see because these are your ancestors.
Gotcha.
And as your heart is still wide open up on that platform, I'd like you to say, come back to me. Please say, come back to me.
Please come back to me. Come back to me.
And feel your female line. Come back in. The best parts of you. They're you, you're them. And now you are whole. Feel them integrate. There you go. Return healing and clear. Okay, go ahead and say, I call myself back.
I call myself back.
Body, mind, spirit, and emotions.
Body, mind, spirit, and emotions.
Beautiful. How do you feel, dear?
Calm.
Good. Good. So just take that with you. And remember, your word is grace. And when you seat your ancestors back within, lots of water, just have a good time. Go outside, no matter, even if it's raining, go outside anyway. Get yourself back, okay?
Okay.
And much love to you.
Thank you. Thank you very much, so. It was very
You're good. Welcome. All right. Thank you. All right. So I'm just going to release Cynthia, her guides and mine. Okay. My next caller, line 2.
And that will be Melanie from Renton. Welcome to the show, Mary. Melanie, you're live with Melanie.
Hello. Hi. Oh, thanks for taking my call. Yeah, I was just, wanted just to get a little energetic update on how things are going with myself. I feel pretty good. I just was curious if there was anybody that wanted to say anything or...
Okay. So this is going to be a feeling, okay, because your energy is really good. Did you do the journey?
I did. Yeah, I did part of the journey. Yes, I did.
Okay. So your energy is spinning around really well. Okay. So go ahead and stand in blue light, please. And look down and see that you're on that golden platform. Mm-hmm. And you're getting about 50-50 love on the grounding today. So ground down into the blue. And really just drop your grounders or think about standing in it and how pretty it is. I just love the blue in the middle of the earth. All right, there you go. So you have some beings of light around you. So go ahead and tell me when they are there.
Okay.
Can you feel them?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Okay. So you're going to feel two other sensations, one directly in front of you, one to your left. Tell me when you have them.
Oh, yeah, I just felt a swaying motion, so, yeah.
Okay. They want you to let go of a yellow, it's almost like you're ringing a bell in a huge church. Let go of that gold thing there. And tell me how you feel when you do that.
Feel good.
Okay. So if anybody's out there wondering why I'm going so fast with Melanie, is she is one of my dearest friends, and we can do shorthand like this energy work. And I wondered how my besties were feeling today because it's such an incredible energy work. So Melanie, let me ask them what that is there. So what actually is that? So this is your some of your family coming in to say hi. And they want you to know that they've got you. You're nice and steady with them.
Okay.
And is this the question she asked earlier? This is the question answered to what you asked me earlier is who was that in the bell, if you follow me. So Melanie is connected to a galactic group. Some of these beings are part of that. And so they're saying you're holding on a little bit. You can be a little bit more grounded. You'll receive them better, if that makes sense.
Yeah, I feel like a lot of times I'm not grounded for sure.
So that sifted blue light for anybody is just absolutely all that in a bag of chips. It is so good. You can get it any way possible. I find myself imagining that I'm lying at the center of the earth in that blue light and in that blue dirt. You just got to get in the dirt somehow. You got to get on down in there. And yeah, absolutely. Okay, dear, I'm going to let you go. Thank you. God bless you. Just go ahead
Thank
and say
you.
I call myself.
Thank you so much. I appreciate that. I need to
call
that. Thank you.
They call myself back. Body, mind, spirit, and emotions.
I call back my body, my mind, my spirit, and all my emotions.
There you go, sweetheart. Love you.
Blessings. Thank you so much.
Sure. Okay, we are on to Ivy. Are you still here, Ivy?
Yes.
Thank you so much. Okay, so you are a September 15th. Can you remind me what your sun sign is?
Virgo.
Okay. All right, so I just let Melanie go, so I'm a nice new slate. Okay, were you able to do the journey with me today?
Yes.
Okay, so have you been having something, you don't need to tell me about it, have you been having something hard go on? Are you
I
thinking
can't
a lot?
I can't pinpoint anything specific, but yes, I've been feeling a real heavy body weight.
Okay, so I'm going to look for that, and I'm going to clear it as fast as I can so that we get you all the way done by the end of the show, okay?
Yes.
So what this is, you personally are reading this as trauma, or all of your systems want you to know this is ready to go. So as long as you're in the attitude of I'm going to take it in, okay? So just go ahead and ground now. Just think about lying in that blue dirt so I can get you forward. Okay. So for Ivy, please, I would like to know, does she need to start with code? You do. Is it one? It is. Is it 1 to 5, 5 to 10, 10 to 15, 10, 11, 12. So we're going to clear some grief here, clearing grief. Now, I know to flip back to my emotions page because my guides are telling me that that's what they want me to do. So we're going to go through emotions as you lie there in that dirt. I'm going to find out where you need to go. Now, is she in column C? Is it 1? Is it 2? Is it 3? Is it 4? This is rejected in the past and in other lifetimes. So whether or not you were rejected lately, you have been in the past. It could mean why you can't pick up what exactly it is you have. So clearing now, north, south, east, west, 0 point field. All lifetimes, all timelines, and so it is, all families, and done. Okay, now your energy's up faster. Can you just say yes? Do you feel different?
Yes.
It's okay, you may begin to feel a little odd. You might feel a little dizzy. Just stay with me, okay?
Okay.
All right, and go ahead and just keep laying in that blue dirt. We're going to bring in the golden columns of light for you to stabilize you. Okay, now, do I go back a page? Yep. So what I'm going to do is clear every chakra God gave you from above your head and below your feet. So here we go. We got 3 minutes to clear you out. Do not worry. We're going to do it. Okay. Number 100, number 98, number 100, number 80, number 95, number 100, number 65, number 63, number 98, number 100, number 65, number 98, number 100. Okay, so what's going on with you? I was reading at the same time. You are continuing to think about stuff. What's wrong with me? Why do I feel this way? I'm worried. So better use of time is getting yourself out of those thoughts. It's a program. It's a habit. Does that make sense?
Yes.
Okay, so your job today is, yes, I met a weirdo. Yeah, I did a weird system, but boy, howdy, does it work? Drink a bunch of water, eat something decent. Are you feeling less dizzy and weird?
Yes.
Awesome.
My body's just kind of swaying.
Awesome. So sit there and recoup, okay? So go ahead and say, I call myself back.
I call myself back.
Body, mind, spirit, and emotions.
Body, mind, spirit, and emotion.
There you go. And don't get up for a few minutes, okay?
Okay.
Thank you so much for calling in. God bless you.
Wonderful. Thank you. That was delightful.
You're welcome. Bye-bye.
Bye.
So I release Ivy. So everybody, you got a demonstration of the art of your energy for specifics and for sort of a big group of people. Everybody, I just want to remind you to keep an attitude of gratitude. Keep that peace in the forefront of your mind. Go outside, talk to the birds. They'll send those messages to the trees and so on all over the earth for peace. That's where we're at right now. Thanks, everybody, so much for tuning in to Manson Mitchell. I'll see you again for sure. My name is Mary Beckman. You can find me on Facebook, MARIBECKMAN, or at marybeckman.com. See you out there in the galaxy.
Here's what's coming up next week on Manson Mitchell.
On Friday, Manson Mitchell welcome astrologer Christopher Renstrom as we look to planetary alignments and discuss horoscope information useful today.
On Saturday, Vincent Jenna is featured in an encore presentation of a powerful interview from the first week of this year. Definitely worth hearing again.
Bringing you mastery and mystery since 2007.
We are Manson Mitchell, Friday and Saturday mornings at 10 on Alternative Talk, AM 1150.